When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, February 16th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Altria said a judge ruled that the tobacco giant's 2018 purchase of a large stake in e-cigarette company Juul Labs didn't break U.S. antitrust laws. The ruling is a preliminary decision that could be appealed by the Federal Trade Commission, which had sued to reverse the transaction. An FTC spokeswoman said she couldn't comment until the decision has been publicly released. Altria said it was pleased with the ruling. Juul declined to comment. China reported that inflationary pressures eased last month in contrast with rising prices in other major economies. This offers the country's policymakers room to stimulate growth in the world's second-largest economy, which has recently taken a hit from COVID-19 outbreaks and a downturn in its crucial property market. Viacom CBS has a new name, Paramount Global. The media conglomerate said the rebranding spotlights the importance of the Paramount Plus streaming service, which is vying with Netflix and others in an increasingly competitive field. Markets in Asia ended higher and European shares rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching new retail sales figures due out this morning, and the Federal Reserve is scheduled to release the minutes from its latest policy meeting later. On the earnings front, NVIDIA and Cisco Systems are among the companies expected to report today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.